Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson. Today, I'm sharing two upcoming exciting opportunities for Kansas Farm Bureau members to really get involved. First, I'll be sitting down with Mike and Ashley Bying to talk about communications, media, and spokesperson training. Then, I'll sit down with Brendan Worth to talk about campaign school. It should be a fun and engaging episode. To kick the episode off, I'm sitting down with Mike and Ashley Bying, who are past attendees of the Communication, Media, and Spokesperson Training. The CMS training provides attendees with the skills necessary to use stories, statistics, and key messages to make messages stand out and connect with their audience. Mike and Ashley, welcome to Inside Ag. I want to start by getting to know both of you a little bit better. Can you kind of tell us who you are and how you're involved with Kansas Farm Bureau?
Yeah, thanks, Savannah. We are excited that we could be here today. We are Mike and Ashley Bine, and we live in rural Osage County. Mike, my husband, who's here with us today, he is an agronomist and he works for Ottawa Co-op as a grain elevator manager. And I'm a family nurse practitioner in our rural health clinic here in Waverly. We also have four little boys that we raise on our farm. Together, we have an Angus Gelby cow-calf operation. And then we also have some layer hens, a garden in the summer, and we also feed some cows out for direct-to-consumer production. We have right now a couple of sheep and pigs on our farm because we're helping our son with his 4-H projects. We both spend a lot of time in the summer, more Mike than myself, on putting up some hay, and we use that for our own personal cattle use as well as for sale. We both have been involved in Osage County Farm Bureau and also with the State Kansas Farm Bureau Association. I have been the president and vice president of finance for Osage County Farm Bureau. And then Mike has been a member of the KFB PAC board. I also have been involved in the Rural Economies Committee and some mental health advocacy work with Kansas Farm Bureau.
Well, it sounds like you guys keep yourself busy for sure. You were both recently a part of the Communications, Media, and Spokesperson Training. Why did you guys want to be a part of that?
For myself, I thought I needed to be a part of Spokesperson Training because for me to be more comfortable and be willing to take the next step in advocating for our farm policy needs, but as well as just being a better communicator when it comes time to sharing a message, I really saw that, you know, I struggled putting a lot of thought together in a short, concise manner because I tend to be a storyteller. And I knew that I needed to bring that down a little bit to be more effective in sharing my message. But more than anything, Ashley took part in the first CMS training. And when she came home, she said, Mike, you have to do this as soon as you can.
I don't know if the words were that, but...
She was pretty direct in how she said I needed to take part in it. You know, after her experience and how valuable she saw that it was, that's where I just said, you know what, I've got to make this jump just so I became better at, you know, sharing a clear message.
Absolutely. That's a big focus of the CMS training. What was your biggest takeaway from completing the training and how have you been able to apply that to kind of your everyday life in agriculture now?
So honestly, I think the biggest takeaway that I had from the CMS training is the importance of having your elevator speech ready, which is like that 30-second presentation that you have available to tell someone. Because you honestly, you never know when you have the opportunity to talk to someone, whether it's your local newspaper, a state senator, or a news station reporter. But being ready and having that message where you can advocate for your profession and way of life, it really goes a long way. I really feel that Kansas Farm Bureau did help us to develop that direct and personable message that we could share with others. And after completing the CMS training, I felt more at ease and I felt more comfortable that if I was put on the spot and I did have to come up with something on the fly, that I would be better equipped to do that.
On my end, the thing I took away from the CMS training was that you need to think as you're preparing your message, you need to think in 30-second sound bites or even 15-second sound bites so that you have like that punchline that they can go back to as being, hey, that was a really powerful statement. And then that could be used in any kind of publication or media outlet. That way it's more effective, it's direct, and it really has a lot of impact for what you're trying to get the message across.
Yeah, I think those are great little sneak peeks into what the training is really all about. Can you guys kind of go back, walk us through what the conference looks like? What's the agenda? What's the atmosphere there? Yeah, kind of walk us through that day.
Well, I think the first thing when you arrive at CMS training, you know, there's a lot of nerves in the room because there's some homework that goes into play before you even get there with preparing your first message, where you need to have your initial, you know, presentation planned out and fairly well rehearsed by the time you get there, so that Farm Bureau can help you fine tune and cut down and really sharpen up the message that you're trying to portray. You know, they help you with the ideas of what you might be talking about in your media event that you're speaking to, per se, which is always, you know, focused on one of the hot button ag policy issues. So I know when I attended my session, the topic that I gave my presentation over, or my media press conference over, was farm labor, which was entirely different when Ashley went, because there was a couple years between both of our sessions.
Yeah, I think that I did mine on the importance of rural life and what we can bring to rural life, and having those peers in the room and even the KFB staff in the room that are there. It is a little bit intimidating at first, but by the end of the conference, it truly, like, they were a team and they were supportive of you. You knew that going into it, whether you were talking to one of the peers that was also participating in CMS training, or if you were talking to one of the KFB staff members, that they were wanting you to be successful as I was wanting my other classmates to be successful at the program.
That sounds like a really busy 2-day event. What other types of kind of hands-on experiences do you guys gain during the training?
Well, I mean, they put us through a curriculum that, you know, prepares you for press conference questions, like answering questions about, you know, a statement that you make, which can, you know, feel like a lot of pressure, but it really helps you be clear and honest and authentic in your answers. They give you tools to help with your presentation methods. They help you with a lot of talking points, especially when it comes to Farm Bureau type issues.
And one of the things that was provided at the CMS training was actual AFBF communications staff that gave a presentation and helped you to know what the hot button topics were, and how you can best prepare yourself for those topics.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like an amazing training to really get involved in. For anybody that's interested in going through the CMS training, what advice would you give to them?
You know, the only advice I would have is to just go for it. You know, CMS training, it's really a great opportunity to learn how to advocate and communicate, not only for yourself and your community, but on behalf of Farm Bureau. And I truly felt that after that training, you were ready to speak to the media or to those political individuals in your community. It was helpful, also maybe a little bit intimidating when you had to give a speech in front of your peers and the KFB staff. But I felt like it helped me to be a better speaker and utilize the feedback that they gave me so that I could use it in the future.
Everybody's vulnerable when you get there. And so getting over that, you know, fear of being vulnerable and just realizing it's a great opportunity for growth. And so that's why everybody should go for this.
Awesome. Well, now that you both have all the listeners hooked on the CMS training, where can they go to find more information and apply?
Oh, they can go to kfb.org/spokesperson-training.
Awesome. Well, Mike, Ashley, thank you both so much for joining me here on Inside Ag. Mike and Ashley, thank you both so much for joining me and share about your experience in the communications, media, and spokesperson training. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity for Kansas Farm Bureau members to really hone in their skills as they work to become the voice of agriculture. Again, more information about the CMS training can be found at kfb.org/spokesperson-training, and it is in Lawrence, April 23rd and 24th, but be sure to get your applications in by April 1st. Next, I'm sitting down with Brendan Worth, who is the Director of Political Affairs at Kansas Farm Bureau, to talk about Campaign School. Campaign School is a nonpartisan, unbiased program that offers in-depth instructions from national political experts on topics like strategies, tactics, selecting issues, and more. It is designed to give political candidates a solid foundation as they seek election. Brendan, welcome to Inside Ag.
Thanks for having me on today.
So we're going to be talking about Campaign School today. Can you just kind of give us an overview of what it is and why it's important?
Well, Campaign School was developed really over 20 years ago by the American Farm Bureau Federation as a curriculum that's a nonpartisan, non-political way of teaching people how to campaign. Campaigning can be a daunting task for folks wanting to file for local public office. What we've learned and through the experience that AFBF and the curriculum they put together is that campaigning is a skill that can be developed just like many other skills we develop in our professional and personal world. So what's great about the campaign school that we're promoting and putting on around Kansas this year is that it has a over 80% win percentage for those that use the curriculum and the tools that we teach. We're really excited about what it offers. It's really designed to give people skills and, most importantly, confidence. Once you make that decision to put your name on a ballot, that's a big decision. But having the confidence to go out, execute a winning campaign, and know what tools you have available and how to manage those are a big part of what we teach in a very nuts and bolts simple way.
Yeah, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity for Kansas Farm Bureau members to really get involved in their communities. Who is Campaign School geared towards, and why should these people make this a priority to attend?
We really gear towards Campaign School towards kind of four different areas of leaders across communities. Well, current office holders, those that are currently holding a political office and either be a local or state level. What we teach is really fundamental, and campaign curriculum is really the same whether you're running for a local small school board race or if you're running for Congress. It's really the same concept. We just break it down into little smaller chunks and voting blocks. But essentially, current office holders, potential office holders or candidates, that's folks that are interested in leading, and maybe they're, you know, on a leadership group or in some leadership in their community, but ready to put their name on a ballot, whether it be school board, city council, or county commission. This is a great place to go learn how the basics of a campaign works. About 10% of the folks that attend our campaign schools are our campaign managers or volunteers or people that want to learn how to manage campaigns and help others win. So you may not be interested in running yourself, but you have a great network of people, and you want to ensure that people are running for office in your community. We have folks come and attend that just want to help others and use this, what we teach, as just the building blocks to get things started in their community.
There's two different ways that people can get involved in campaign school. The first is a two-day comprehensive session. What all does that entail?
So the original campaign school that American Farm Bureau put together is a two-day complete campaign school. It's really about a day and a half, sort of 8 to 5 one day, and then about 8 to 2 the next. It's a much more in-depth, it's a very in-depth curriculum that focuses on a couple of unique things. So the other ones we offer is a mini session. I'll talk about those in a little bit. What's unique about the two-day school is the media training. So we offer a mock interview session where we interview folks that are candidates or potential candidates and then critique those mock interview skills, whether that be for like a Facebook Live or if you're going to get like with a reporter or some context, or even just doing like a town hall or something like that in front of constituents. And then the other part that's really unique to what we offer is we offer a campaign simulation. So those participants that come to the full complete campaign school, we actually put you through a simulation where you learn and then you take a little multiple choice quiz. And based on how you choose your issues, get to know your constituency, time some of your events, those decisions will give you polling numbers through this simulation that you run, basically run a mock campaign that weekend. So you can really run a mock campaign through this day and a half. And then we tell you at the end what your polling data as you go and whether you won your race. If you're going to make a mistake, let's make it early in a learning environment. And that's what we try to create. But that in-depth curriculum that AFBF developed, covering so many different topics, along from how to pick your issues, identify your voters, develop your campaign tactics, set up a campaign structure or organization to help you. Volunteers are so critical. It's a great curriculum that we have a great handbook that goes along with that we teach, as well as the fundamental theories of campaigning.
Awesome. So like you kind of alluded to earlier, there's also the mini session. And how is the mini session different from the two-day comprehensive sessions? And what's kind of the agenda of that day?
So we recognize that, you know, if you're running for a small school board or city council mayoral race, you know, having a full two-day comprehensive, although we'd love to have you attend, may be a little bit more of a time commitment than you might be willing to have or available to you. So we were able to work with American Farm Bureau and break the two-day session down to what we call our mini sessions. Details on both these campaign schools can be found at kfb.org/campaign school, or you can go to the engagekansas.org website, and there's a campaign school link is there as well. And you can see the agendas, but the mini sessions Really focus on just some very, we very simplified the in-depth curriculum in a much shorter time frame and kind of summarized it. You still get a handbook. We talk a little bit more about just the theory of campaigning and how they had some very fundamental practicing agents, but there are pieces that for a larger statewide campaign, we leave out, like working with PACs or, you know, working with outside organizations. Some of that, you may not be doing some of that in a smaller race. We don't do the media training and there's no simulation, but there is a great fundamental curriculum taught. We give a lot of great examples, talk a lot about, you know, what should a campaign sign look like? What shouldn't it look like? How do you pick a slogan? How do you, how do you raise money? Why you should raise money? We still talk about all those fundamental things in our mini sessions. It's just a great way to get folks initially, is exposed to what just the very basics of campaigning look like. Again, in a nonpartisan, non-political way. And then at the same time, give you that confidence that there you can develop a plan. We have a calendar, like from the day, work backwards from election day and start making your plan of how you're going to enact your plan to get elected prior to that. So it's a great curriculum. It is based on American Farm Bureau's curriculum that has a long history of helping candidates win and be successful elections all across the United States.
Well, from the history that you shared a little bit earlier, it sounds like it's really doing that, especially in rural Kansas. These campaign schools are a big priority for Kansas Farm Bureau. Why is it so important, and how does it impact our rural communities?
There's so many important decisions made at especially our local level, local governments. And we talk about this when we promote our Engage Kansas program. Over 6,000 locally elected positions in city councils, county commissions, and school boards across Kansas. All of them require you to put your name on a ballot. And many times, sometimes not often enough, you would have to campaign for that. And so, you know, once you do make that decision to put your name on a ballot, how do you go about campaigning? We see this as a skill we're offering. Again, it's one of the main resources we offer, that nonpartisan, open to the public resources that engagekansas.org shares with a great coalition of other organizations. But we saw this need, and people identified that campaigning is something I'm not comfortable with, aware of, or even how to get started with. And we knew we had that tool in our toolbox through our working with American Farm Bureau, Kansas Farm Bureau. And I'm really excited to be a part of helping folks gain that confidence and show them that there's a skill to use when you decide to run. Lots of opportunity in our small communities to make fundamental decisions that, you know, carry our communities forward and create the right culture in your school, the right community we want and the way of life we want to live, and guide, you know, all the important decisions, especially at the county level. And but you got to win in order to govern. And that's what we teach. And here's the tools that Campaign School has available and a pathway to help you win so you can get in a place where you can govern in your local community.
Brendan, like you alluded to, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity for Kansas Farm Bureau members to really start to make an impact in their community. Brendan, for people that are interested in the two-day comprehensive sessions or the mini sessions, when are they and where can people attend?
Well, we're fortunate that, you know, Kansas Farm Bureau being a statewide organization, we're making an attempt to offer them all across Kansas. So the two-day campaign school, we are hosting April 17th and 18th in Wichita at the Wichita Regional Chamber Office. The mini sessions, we actually have already hosted two, one in Topeka and one in Manhattan, but the next one will be in April in Overland Park, May 15th in Hayes, May 16th in McPherson, June 11th in Colby, and June 26th in Iola. So really looking forward to the wide range of Kansas. Hopefully we've picked locations that you can find one that's pretty close to home.
For those that want to find more information, maybe even register for Campaign School, where can they find that?
Well, you can get there two different ways, kfb.org/campaign school. It takes you directly. We have a registration link as well as just an interest link if you want to fill it out and just share that you're interested, and we'll be sure to share more information. We have sample agendas of what, you know, you can see exactly what the 4-hour mini session or the 2-day campaign school agenda looks like. We have some promotional materials on the website as well. You can also get there through our engagekansas.org. There's a link that goes engagekansas.org, and there's a link straight to Kansas Farm Bureau Campaign Schools, plus a plethora of other resources from other organizations across Kansas. That's the best way to get information. Any of those has my contact link in there, and I'd be happy to reach out to folks that have questions or interested. It's always fun to see the wide range of folks that, you know, when they sign up for campaign school, everything from city councils, state school boards, local school boards, mayoral races, state legislative races, a whole wide range of folks that have to run for office. Always interesting. It's always fun to see folks take, sometimes this is their first step in pursuing that avenue of civic service. So it's really exciting, and just look forward to working with those and help them that are passionate serving their community.
Yeah, well, Brendan, thank you so much for joining me here on Inside Ag. That was Brendan Worth sharing about campaign school. It was great to hear about this amazing opportunity available to Kansas Farm Bureau members looking to make an impact in their community. Again, the two-day comprehensive training is in Wichita on April 17th and 18th, and there are 5 remaining mini-sessions taking place across the state between April and June. Be sure to visit kfb.org/campaignschool to find more information. Well, I hope you're encouraged by all the exciting opportunities available for Kansas Farm Bureau members to really get involved across the state, but as well as within their local communities. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson, here on Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.